forcing them clear out of their sockets so that for a frozen moment they dangled across the mutie's pale cheeks. Both of her arms jerked upward in a spasmodic reaction, hurtling the blaster impossibly high into the air. By the time it struck the highway in a fountain of sparks, the woman's corpse had disappeared into the manhole.
Slow him down some.
Ryan slipped on the safety. It had all happened so fast that the ejected cartridge case still rolled at his feet.
Best get a move on. There must be other bolt holes around here.
JB stood, looking up at the sky.
They got such bad sun sight, we can probably dodge them.
Then what?
Good question, Millie.
Are you sure it's going to work for both of us at once, Doc?
The old man didn't answer Michael at first. He was bent over a huge computer console, his gnarled fingers tapping at the complicated keyboard. The screen above was constantly changing in a swirl of green and yellow information. Letters and numbers and unfathomable symbols flowed and vanished. Graphs were erected and destroyed in the wink of an eye.
Doc?
Later, Emily.
Doc!
Doc's face swung away from the consoles, tinted by the dancing screen and shadowed, so that he looked like a badly made-up corpse.
What?
Can you be certain we can both get jumped back to our own times?
Of course.
No, I hadn't finished. While jumping at the same time, Doc?
There is a time delay built in, Emily. I set the chronological parameters, which is damnably time-consuming.
Michael's hands dropped instinctively to the hilts of his twin daggers.
Doc!
Time-consuming. Did you hear that, dear heart? I made an inadvertent jest about time. It is all time-consuming, is it not? All time is present and past and no future for us.
And we go together.
We all go together when we go, Emily. I set the time delay controls, and we take our places, you in your small capsule and I in mine. It is a slow process, for a mistake could cast us into a placeless, timeless limbo forever and a day. It will still take me some hours to complete the computations. Then the relays are thrown, and off we both go. I to my old life, and...
Doc hesitated, struggling to come to terms with who the young man was, and why he was asking him questions.
And you, Michael, for that's your name, is it not? You back to your own world.
At least you know who I am, Doc.
But of course, dear boy. Why should I not know who you are?
You keep calling me Emily.
Do I? I confess that my mind over the dusty years has become a mite scrambled. But to call you after my wife... Still, time's a-wasting, and there are fields to mow, and there is likewise a wind on the heath, brother.
Michael smiled.
I know that as well, Doc. A wind on the heath, brother. Life is very sweet.
Who would wish to die?
Go in with blasters firing?
Ryan looked at JB. They'd moved down the street 3 blocks, watching for an ambush from every sewer cover they passed. But there was neither sight nor sound of pursuit. Now, at the corner of a devastated office building, they spotted another of the entrances to the Midnight's underworld.
Beginning to think it's maybe the only way.
Mildred sat on the melted stump of a streetlight, smoothing dirt off the legs of her reinforced military jeans.
This place is like living inside a locomotive's firebox. Look at my shirt.
Once white, it was now a gritty gray. The toes of Mildred's leather boots were dulled by the ash that lay all around Chicago like black snow.
We do it, then we might as well do it now. Won't get easier.
You're right. Go in, chill anything. Keep going until we find Christy and Dean. Or we run out of ammo.
That's what I like about you guys. Your plan, sophisticated and subtle. Kick in the door and shoot the shit out of everyone. Yeah, gang, let's do it.
Christy had rarely felt so hemmed in by the choking spirit of evil. The powers that she had been born with had been developed by her training as a young girl. Long hours with wise Mother Sonia had taught her how to utilize her mutie skills to see and to feel things locked away from norms. Now, in the semi-darkness, with only Dean for company, Christy's spirits were sunk to their lowest ebb. Billy, the leader of the Midnights, had paid a brief visit to them, her sneering arrogance only confirming what they already knew, that the young male was to be ritually tortured, and then sacrificed.
When? when the hurtful father son has left the earth to his sister, the gentle moon.
If you think I'm sort of a chosen one for you, why won't you listen when I say the boy should be spared and set free?
Because that's not what the fucking old one said. Just that you lead us out of here to the far, far west. And that's all.
The Mutie leader stooped and deliberately spat into the boy's upturned face.
Hey!
Her saliva hung in a string of sticky pearls from his cheek. Christy decided at that moment that she would chill Billy the first chance she got, and the Ruger Magnum Blackhawk revolver would do nothing to prevent her. Now Dean and Christy were alone again.
Dean, shuffle over as close as you can to me, this side.
Why?
So we can talk without one of these blood-eyed bitches hearing us from out there in the corridor, all right?
Sure.
I don't think Ryan's coming.
He is!
Quiet.
Dad won't let me die here. He'll come and get me.
Listen to me. Ryan Cotter is the finest man I ever met or will meet. I love him with all of my soul, Dean. If he's dead, then the rest of my life will be spent in shadows. But he isn't a god. He can't really do the impossible.
I know that, but Christy...
Hush, boy. I've been here long enough for me to know that something is wrong. Wrong in a way that stops the breath and turns my heart to ice. We know there's been fighting. Some Mutie's dead, but this place is a warren. This is the country of the blind. Uncle Tyus McCann used to say that in such a place as this, the one-eyed man would be king. These bitches are queens here. They know every blind alley and black turning.
There's JB and Mildred as well. Three of them coming.
Three against 100? I don't know how many of the vermin are scurrying through these holes. Could be more. Triple sickies, Dean.
So what do we do?
Did Ryan ever tell you about the power?
No. What sort of power?
Long story. I'll keep it as short as I can. It's a way of getting out of this room, but I'll need a lot of help from you.
Coming along splendidly, Emily.
Huh?
As fine as a silk parasol on a May morning.
Doc's voice tugged Michael back from a dream. In the dream, he'd been running through an old house. Behind him, he had a dreadful awareness that the whole building was rapidly turning into a malevolent entity. Stairs became cracking brass-edged teeth, and doorways converted to roomy, spider-webbed eyes. Ahead of him, he had seen the end of the darkened passageway begin to yawn, revealing a shining, moist gullet, waiting to suck him into its crushing, rippling heart.
Rachel, my child of the angels. Julian, my brave warrior. Your father is coming back to you. Back to hold you safe in his arms and never, never leave you again.
Doc, are you all right?
Doc turned from the keyboard, his face sagging with weariness. But his eyes flamed with a ferocious purpose.
I'm as chipper as can be expected. Thank you for your courtesy. The agony has finally somewhat abated, Mother.
How much longer?
It is a famous question among natural philosophers, Emily. How long is a piece of string? What is the sound of one hand clapping? What is a circle turned in on itself? A Möbius strip? Occam's razor? Morton's fork? The answer, my dear heart, is not long. We have been parted for so many, many years that an hour or so, more or less, will really make only scant difference.
An hour or so, then I'm home again?
Home again, jiggity-jig, my little ones.
An hour?
Doc turned and looked at him.
Eagerness killed the bunnies. I think it will be more than 1 hour, but no more than three. It is going very well, my friend, very well.
Then we go?
We go. By the three Kennedys, we go!
Dean looked at Christy, his eyes wide.
You sure about this?
You got a better idea?
But if you can't... if someone comes in...
She managed a confident smile.
If we fail, then we're dead. But if we don't bother to try at all, then I figure we're both probably dead anyway.
So when do we go?
Now, Dean.
Ryan looked all around. There was still no sign of any pursuing Muties.
I reckon we might as well get going. Can't see any point in delaying.
Might as well.
Daddy always said I'd come to a bad end, and here I go.
They emerged from cover and started to sprint toward the entrance to the Midnight's Warren.
Earth Mother, aid me now in this my hour of darkest need. give me the power of Gaia that I might free this child and myself from the hands of these wicked and murderous people.
Christy barely moved her lips. Dean was almost close enough to touch her, but he could hardly hear what Christy was saying. He sat very still, his ears straining for the sounds of anyone approaching along one of the underground passages.